sustaining alive, sustaining alive. Sustaining alive.
Sustaining alive on 95 BFM.
There was a smile from Ratley. Was that a smile of appreciation for that sting?
I really enjoyed that.
Oh, that's good.
I'm normally out of the room, so I don't hear the sting.
I'm normally out of my mind. I can't hear anything.
Hey, welcome, Rita Steele.
Nah.
Oh, your mic. Hello.
Nah. John, give it a wiggle. There you go.
Give it a wiggle. Wiggle. I don't have the BFM wiggle going on.
What? You need to come up here with a little bit of copper wire and make a few connections from time to time.
Recycled copper wire.
Please. Yeah, actually. And if you can, don't use a plastic bag to carry it here.
No.
Because, plastics nice are leading. In the New Zealand news, aren't they?
No, they are.
Turns out China doesn't want all our plastic anymore.
No, it was breaking news when we were talking about it like 2 months ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had a great thing going there for a bit.
It was very one-sided, apparently.
We would sell them plastic, they would sell us plastic goods that break easy, and then we would sell them back to them again. Is that how it works?
It was how it worked until China realised they were probably getting the bad end of the deal on that one.
So what are we going to do? Just make a bunch of Lilos? Carry on?
Well,
Lilos, that's a whole nother topic, eh?
I've just seen this same video popping up in my Facebook feed the whole time of someone with a tractor down in Thames like pushing around all these massive piles of plastic. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I have.
No, I haven't.
Oh man, there's plastic everywhere.
We've got a plastic problem
in New Zealand at present.
We've been ignoring it for far too long.
James was rad. It used to make Toyota Starlets. Now it just moves plastic around.
from one field to another.
It doesn't look good.
What's the story? Obviously, we need more plastic plants or something like that. Yeah, that crap. Is that the going forward?
No, obviously, use less plastic.
Yeah.
Okay. Just say no. That is the theme of today, actually.
Okay. Countdown stopped.
Countdown stopped, yep. So this week we are having a little bit of a micro view on the world. There's a mini clap.
Two finger clap for countdown. Can everyone else do a little bit of countdown? Pack and save boxes.
Just hurry up, everyone. Stop using plastic bags. Make it law, no more.
I know, right? That's ridiculous. As per tradition, I'll start with a couple of stats, but we won't go too hard because we're focusing on solutions today. Mm-hmm. So John stays because he's in a very positive mood.
This is good.
So just a couple of stats. So we use, on average, one plastic bag per day per person. That's not quite right because my maths isn't right. 1.6 billion in New Zealand.
Oh.
Every year. That's how many we use. It's ridiculous. So that does work out. So then they take several hundred years to break down. And if we only used one less per week, we'd save 250 million plastic bags a year. And if we only used one per week, we'd save 1.35 billion. So the challenge for all of us, at a bare minimum, I think, is one plastic bag per week, maximum. Mm. Can you do it?
It depends on you taking your own plastic bags or bags to the supermarket, right?
Well, I think so. I think... Yeah, and
it's
I think it's just
like,
you
just
it's lit. Is I think it's just literally just say no. Like, if we just pay the big one is if we paid the real cost.
Wait,
of the plastic
bags are kind of like drugs. Is that what you're getting at?
Just say no, man. Well, yeah. No, not at all. What? You trapped me into that one. One is really bad for
we
the world.
We are addicted to
the
them.
The other
though,
one is just a war. We are losing. So, we are addicted to them. So as we know, they're. Like, I think it's also probably important to talk about timing on this one and social license, because if we'd had the same conversation 10 years ago and I'd said to you, just use one plastic bag a week, you guys would have been like, what? Planning to do it. If I'd said...
And if you went back even further, we would have said, what is a plastic bag?
Well, that's true. Funny how we
And hopefully if we go forward in time, the same amount, we'll be like, what is a plastic bag?
Yeah, right. Nice. I see what you've done there. We've like reached peak stupidness and we can go back.
Time travel.
But if you think about like, okay, so Mitre 10 is getting rid of them in July.
Okay.
Countdown's May. Pack and Save is always charged for them.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'd be interested to know what happens to them.
They're still going to have plastic bags there, but you can buy them if you
want.
Oh,
yeah, and I think that's the same
bullshit.
That's the same with like the warehouse, I think, too, because they're moving away and they're moving into compostable bags, and then New World is ending 2018. We'll talk about compostable bags in a second.
Yeah.
But to me, the biggest thing that is being talked about at that tax working group is to tax plastic bags. So at the moment, we charge 15 cents a bag.
Okay.
And I don't know about you, but when I first shifted away from plastic bags, I was like, oh, my fabric bags are in the car. can't be bothered walking there. What's 15 cents?
Yeah.
And also, like, what happens to that money? I mean, I've noticed some of them are giving it to charity, which makes you feel like, well, 15 cents and it's going to charity, whatever. And also, like, then some of them are probably even profiting off this.
Yeah.
So to me, it's like, if we're going to tax it, it has to happen at the manufacturer's stage. Mm. Like, these people are making millions of dollars, if not billions, on producing plastic bags. Charge them the cost of the getting rid of them as well, right?
Right.
So that's, what, as far as I'm concerned, where the tax... Because it's pretty much a free thing to make because it's made of fossil fuels. So it's really an expensive thing for them to make. So, yeah, so the two big ones is, oh, no, what do I do? What do I put my groceries in?
John, that's so John. He says that all the time.
What you, do you put you your groceries in?
You got me there.
I think you use boxes.
I...
No?
What? I don't really get generally groceries. I'm more of a just go into a shop and buy heaps of stuff that's individually wrapped in plastic and carry on with my life.
If you live in Mount Albert, you might have seen me shopping at Pack and Save Mount Albert.
On your take your push bike?
Going around there. No, I've never ridden my bike to the supermarket, actually.
That sounds like a nightmare getting your groceries back in that box. No, but
sounds hilarious as well.
Yeah. So, paper bags.
Yeah.
Very bad for climate change because deforestation, they use a bit of water, but also like they're taking carbon from a tree and then they're putting it somewhere where they're just going to release it. So
have we considered making bags out of the dead, perhaps?
Oh, yuck.
What's left? I'm trying to bag my stuff up.
There's calico bags, but they use a lot of water. So the best ones, apparently, when I was doing some research, is the non-woven. They're actually made of a polymer as well, but they're the green fabric sort of looking ones.
Oh yeah,
dark, like bright darkish green.
Yep.
Apparently they're the best in terms of like the lowest footprint, but the idea is that you keep them and you keep reusing them. Like they're not good if you're going to keep throwing them out, which you wouldn't because they're like $3 each or whatever. And also that whole thing about that tax, right? If your plastic bag's going to be 15 cents, then you're probably not going to be bothered going to the car to get the bags that you forgot in the car when you... But if the bags are like $3, you're going to be like, oh, I'm going to go to the car and get my bag. Yeah, so I think we need to be like thinking about the actual cost and taking the hit and being like, well, that's...
Well, we're going to lose all the tax on dairies soon, aren't we? Maybe just offset that.
Yeah, totally. What's the next worst addiction that we all have?
Now, Rita, what can I do... should I happen to have a whole lot of plastic bags stored under the kitchen sink at my house, what should I do with them?
You can actually take them and recycle them at the soft plastic recycling in a bunch of supermarkets have them. Don't then ask me what happens to them post that.
Aren't you supposed to put your plastic bags inside another plastic bag, which then goes inside another plastic bag, followed by five other plastic bags, and then you use it for your rubbish?
Is it like those little dolls?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, that's why I'm just like, how no one's mentioned, like, but what am I going to do about my rubbish?
The Texas got it right. Basically, yeah, people will figure it out once. You just got to get rid of them altogether, which is kind of a little bit like the government has to tell us what to do, which sort of is how it is, really.
Yeah.
That's why we employ the government. More to government. Tell us what to do.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is one of those things
we're not doing it ourselves, so.
It's one of those things where if we had the actual free market that everyone actually talks about, then what we would be doing is paying for the actual cost of these plastic bags, and they would actually cost $40 each, and then we actually wouldn't be using them. But that's just not how the world works, so the government's actually just going to have to tell us what to do.
Oh, that was somebody just wanted a big long swear word.
How do I line my bin? I'm surprised that no one's brought this up because I get asked it all the time.
Lots
but what
of,
am I supposed to line
lots of
my
biodegradable
bin?
Compostable bags.
Ooh, interesting choice of words. So biodegradable is kind of a... Am I to swear? It's
yes,
BMI.
I told John not
it's
to say that.
BS situation.
I said to you before, I was like, don't say biodegradable. It really pisses her off.
No. I'm going to turn into the Hulk now. What? No, okay, so...
Oh, well, he can't. Don't ruin the movie. Carry on.
Oh, I haven't... Yeah, okay. apparently the ending is amazing. Anyway.
He has psychological issues. It's kind of cool.
So biodegradable basically means that something can break down into heaps of little pieces. Guess what that's also called?
Microbeads.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so if something's
Kiss
biodegradable,
him.
It does not mean it's good. If it's compostable, there is some legal things that it has to do. So it has to break down into non-toxic parts. So compostable is a great thing, and you can get compostable.
Are you talking about nano
bags? I'm actually just microplastics.
Okay.
So you were kind of right but wrong, but I wasn't going to ruin the buzz that you had going on. But yeah, it breaks down to microplastics. So compostable is what you want to be looking for if you are going to replace your plastic bags with something else, and you want them to be made of vegetables. So like a starch, for example.
Vegetables and plants are the answer to everything. I'm starting to think maybe the earth has got all the answers for us, and it's growing out of the ground right in front of us, and we're just chopping it off all the time. Wow. So we can make a footpath.
Oh my God. Like a Joni Mitchell song up in here. The thing about compostable though is that our tips are anaerobic environments, which means that they have no air in there, so they don't break down. Like composting does not happen in a tip because there's no air to help break things down. So get a compost, get rid of your food scraps that way, because it will save you a lot of money in costs of the bags and stuff. But also those compostable bags, you want ones that break down super quick. So they're in your rubbish bin and they're probably already starting to break down, and they're the good ones. And the only ones I've found so far they've got little corns on them. Like it's called a bio bag and it's got a little corn, and you have to kind of change the rubbish bin every 3 days because it literally starts breaking down. Right,
okay. Leaks everywhere.
Hey, caller, yeah. You're here on Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele. How's it going?
Yeah, very good, very good.
Good, good.
I must say that the council initiative as far as recycling food waste and stuff, the uptake has been quite amazing.
Are you into it?
Seeing the amount of bins outside people's houses.
Is this the new compost? I think they're trialling some composting. Yeah, yeah.
And what areas are we talking about here?
Apakura.
Oh, cool, cool.
Woohoo,
okay.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, they're huge. It's a massive amount. The thing that I'm actually calling about that I found rather disturbing was being at the power station last night, paying exorbitant money for a beer and watching it poured into a single-use plastic cup.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously, there wasn't a huge gig last night, even though it was fantastic. But by Christ, they went through a hell of a lot of plastic cups for the simple fact that they didn't want to
smash a glass.
Have the problem of picking up empty bottles,
maybe,
or whatever else.
Maybe a little BYO cup to a gig, eh? Can't hurt. We like to take a recyclable coffee thing to the bar,
just refill the same damn glass.
You could. Totally could.
I'm sure that will be a thing, but it's something that obviously they need to think about addressing. Because, I mean, how much plastic is in one of those plastic cups compared to a bag from, Countdown or such like.
Yeah.
Just looking at the weight of the plastic itself.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it definitely needs to be solved. I think we've talked about sort of packaging before, but the single-use plastic in general is a major issue.
Well, I can't even imagine what a huge gig at the power station or such like, everything being poured into a plastic cup so they mash the glass up. That's all well and good, but there's a multitude of plastic cups, obviously, and they have bags, obviously, to put the plastic cups in.
How was the beer?
That's great, but...
Good beer?
The beer's pretty average, bloody expensive,
of
course.
Like beer out of plastic is just... It always loses something.
Well, I think it's insulting, and it's a bit childlike, really. It's like, it's not like... when was the last time you saw anyone throw a bottle anywhere? I understand the logistics behind it, but it's just, I've just watched all these hundreds and hundreds of plastic cups being, dished out. So, I don't know. It's something that maybe the venues need to actually give consideration to as well.
It's multifaceted, this plastic. It's multifaceted, isn't it?
Yeah,
it comes from every angle. Hey, thanks, caller.
No worries at all. Bye-bye.
I think that's it. It's that whole timing thing, right? Like, we're now talking, like I reckon in a year or two's time, we'll look back and can't believe that we have used single-use plastic bags, and the war will continue on plastic.
It's
we'll be like,
take the righteousness of a few sort of big players, and then everyone else sort of trickles along.
Totally.
Isn't that right, John?
Oh, 100%, guys. Yeah,
you're looking much happier than when I normally am.
Somebody's saying, actually, don't worry about getting going and get your bags from the car. Just get in and put your groceries in the trolley and then just put them in your car when you get away. What's wrong with that?
Oh my
anyway,
God.
Whatever.
Why have I never thought of that?
The trolley's pretty totally fine.
Good point. Thank you, Texter.
Apparently, once we started composting our food waste and recycling soft plastic, we didn't even need bin liners. It's all dry, so rubbish goes into the bin, then into red wheelie bin.
Yeah, I agree. My household is vegetarian and we have a compost. And because of that, we don't really have a lot of stuff that goes in the bin really at all.
Okay, well, there you go. So you've really got to refine. You got to get your systems tight.
Yeah. Because you can't put meat in compost. So if you eat meat, then there'll probably be some waste meat. Or just eat it all.
Get off the meat as well, really, don't we?
Or just to eat it. Like, if you're gonna spend money on.
Do we take another phone call?
Eat it all.
We're good at phone calls. Rita's nice and smart.
Oh God, I'm so
BFM.
Scared of the dairy board calling.
Hello,
oh, hey, how's it going? Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. Hi. My biggest worry about the plastic bag use is, we're trying to eliminate it, but the thousands of plastic bags that are buried every day with people's dog shit.
Oh, yeah, that's a whack thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, that's just got to go away.
Actually, somebody said to me a while ago, they were like, imagine if aliens looked down and they saw us walking the dog takes a shit, the human picks up the shit, they're going to think that the dogs are running the country. I don't know who said
the
that.
The dogs are running the country.
Actually, I mean, running the world, you know?
The cats are, and then the dogs.
Yeah, so is that what they do? I don't have a dog, nor do I cruise around picking up anyone else's dog shit.
We don't pick up after cats and bury their
cats don't shit. They're totally clean. They don't shit at all.
There is actually that company I was mentioning before, Biobags. They do a compostable dog picker upper.
Just
what? He just come.
Dog doo doo. No, I'm totally caller.
They do. I didn't mean to do that.
I'm totally 100% with you on that one. I have no idea why we pick up dog shit in plastic bags.
And then it goes to landfill. Yeah, we're talking hundreds of thousands of plastic bags a week.
That's
so
rank. That's really rank.
I mean,
when you think about it.
I'm happy. Like, I use about one plastic bag every 2 weeks. Yeah. But
your dog doesn't shiver. He often does it.
People are using at least two plastic bags, and they're shopping bags. They're not compostable.
I'm going to actually consciously see if I can, like, every day go, did I use a plastic bag today?
No. Do it. Yeah. I challenge everyone. See if you can get it down to one or what was it, one a fortnight?
Yeah.
Caller, that's awesome.
It's just...
All right, well...
Big challenge for dog people to be a little bit more conscious about, number one, probably don't have a dog. But if you're going to have them, use fucking biodegradable bags, We're humans, we're doing our bit, so, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you very much.
See you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Number one.
Be more like
two.
France.
And doo-doo.
Oh, sustaining that alive. Plastic bags. I guess the moral of the story is just try and use your hands. Or maybe that... Oh, remember when you were little and you used to pick up heaps of monkey apples and you used to put them in your shirt?
Yeah.
Make a little thing and then you used to make that little thing out of a rubber thing and... Oh, crap. Anyway.
No, but definitely, I reckon that, definitely this week, notice how many plastic bags you've had and then just try and cut it down next week by one less and then the week after one less until you've got to a place that you're happy with and we're happy with.
Agreed.
Cool.
Thanks, Rita.
No worries. See you guys.
That was Sustainin' Alive on 95BFM.